Yesterday I was talking about strongholds. I had some things that I want to talk about, but my Lord said no. And I don't like about this. You see, this is a sermon. I was about to talk to you about faithful, being faithful to God and its rewards. It's all here. There is about 12 pages here, both sides. There's another one about glory. Sermons to preach on the evening. But tonight God said somebody here needs to hear and understand that you are never, ever, ever alone. Because Jesus is your protector. You have no reason or shouldn't have a reason to be afraid of dying, to be afraid of sleeping in a dark house, to be afraid of walking in a dark alley. Fear is not part of the menu of the God-fearing person. The only one that we're supposed to fear is God. Everyone else we respect. I don't fear the devil. I respect him. He may fear me. He may fear us. Because the book says, behold, I gave you power. Huh? I gave you power. I gave you authority to trap and serpents, scorpion, and all the junk of the enemy. And nothing shall cause you harm. So they are the ones who have to fear you and I when we come to town. We don't fear the devil. We don't fear demons. We respect them. And God wants you to understand once and for all, there is nothing on planet Earth to cause you to be fearful. No matter what the situation may be, listen to Isaiah 43, verse 2 on the New Living Translation. Isaiah 43, 2. God wants you to understand that no matter what the circumstances may be, no matter where you may be, no matter what may be going around you, this is what I want you to remember. Read it with me. When you go through deep waters, so if you are going on a cruise, which is not what he's talking about, but even if you were going in a cruise, he'll be there with you. If you're in an airplane, he'll be there with you. If you're in the metro, he'll be there with you. If you're driving by yourself, he'll be there with you. If you're alone at home, he'll be there with you. No matter where you go, he will be there with you. So he says, when you go through deep waters, which means when you come through tough times in life, and there are times in life that things get really, really tough. Amen? He said, don't be worried. I'll be there with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, there is no difficulty that will overpower you, God. And your God is bigger than any difficulty that you may have. So what you're saying, preacher, when we come through that rivers of difficulty, what do I mean rivers of difficulty? You know, it's one difficult after the other. We keep praising God because he promised to be with us. You know, my first reaction was to get frustrated. You fetch the lousy machine, a heavy machine, put it on the back of the truck, get here, the thing doesn't work. You take it back, wait for the man to call, said, that's done. We're going to have to send to the factory. What? You go to the other one and get in there, the thing gets fall apart. He calls another one, it blows up. It's difficult after difficult. And you know what I did? I laugh. The guy is looking at me and say, why are you laughing? I said, Satan is such an idiot. It's the dumbest being on planet Earth. I thought cats were the dumbest, but Satan is dumber than a cat. Are you thinking that you're going to make me upset with this? If we've got to use electrical saw, we will. There's going to be time in life that's going to be rivers of difficulty. But you will not drown. Because God is with you. When you walk through the fire of oppression, whatever kind of oppression, guess what? You will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Why? You got protection. The best protection you could ever ask for, the God of Israel. You know what? Give me the backslider translation here. Watch this. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. Even when we messed up. Are you with me here? When you're in over your head, even then, I'll be there with you. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you are in rough waters, you'll not go down. Tell your neighbor, you will not go down. He's with you. When you're between a rock and a hard place, it won't be a dead end. Tell your neighbor, there's no dead end for you.
He's with you.
You get good protection. You get a God who cares about you. Listen to Psalms 3:3, New Living Translation. Watch this. Psalms 3:3. Maybe you should read it with me. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You're my glory, the one who holds my head high. Isn't that great? He is a shield around you and I. That's sure protection. Are you with me here? He is the one who holds our head high. Now let me show you something else. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, the Message Bible has it so interesting. The first piece of that verse is really comforting. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the first piece of this verse. I mean, by reading this, my heart's overjoyed. I spend a fair amount of time on the computer going between translations. And when I read this, my heart just jumps within me. Read it with me. God is always constantly on the lookout for people who are totally, tell your neighbor, God is constantly on the alert. Always looking out for you. Folks, when I read scriptures like this, my heart rejoices within me. God is always on the alert. Constantly on the lookout for people who are totally committed to Him. Amen. God is on the alert looking out for you. You are never alone. You are never unprotected. You know, you are never forsaken. You're never at the mercy of the devil. When you are totally sold out to Him, committed to Him, He's on the alert looking out for you. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30. Let's read it together. The Lord your God let somebody else fight for you. You know, let God fight for you. He will go ahead of you. He will fight for you. And when God fights for you, I feel sorry for your enemies. I feel sorry for your enemies. Y'all remember what he did to Egypt, right? God is your protector. God will go ahead of you. God will fight for you. God is on the alert, looking for those whose heart are completely sold out to him. Now, let me see the backslider translation here. I didn't check that one. God, your God, is leading the way. Woohoo! He is fighting for you. You saw with your own eyes what he did for you in Egypt. God is fighting for you. Tell your neighbor, God's fighting for you.
God is fighting for you.
Let's go to 2 Thessalonians 3:3 on the Message Bible. I told you that we're not supposed to be afraid of Satan, didn't I? It's the opposite. He's supposed to be afraid of us. Amen. We're not going to go and challenge Satan, but we're not running scared like Freddy cats from the devil. We will respect him, but when push comes to shove, he has to take off his hat. Listen to this. But the master... Come on, third graders, let's read it. You can do better than this. But the master never let us down. He will stick by you and protect you from evil. You have no business to be afraid of Satan. You have no business to be afraid of demons. You have no business to be afraid of witchcraft. What a nonsense is this? I had a saint came to me this past Tuesday. No, last Tuesday. Comes from another congregation and asked me, could you please pray for me? There's a lot of people making witchcraft for me. I said, that's good. No, that's not. Why it's not good? They are making witchcraft for me. And so what? Do you know what is witchcraft? I said, yes, I do. You know what? You need Jesus. Oh, I have Jesus. I serve Jesus. No, you do not. How dare you say that I don't serve Jesus? Did you say you're afraid that people are making witchcraft for you? Yes. And they are powerful people. I said, you need Jesus. I showed her this scripture. Your master will never let you down. There is no demon that is bigger than your master. Amen. Satan himself has to bow down before him. Amen. This is why we are not afraid of him. The master will stick by your side and he will personally protect you from evil. Are we together here? God will protect you from Satan.
God will protect you from Satan.
You don't have to be afraid of no power of darkness. You don't have to be afraid of witchcraft. Let me give you Exodus 23:22. You don't have to be afraid of the power of darkness. You don't have to be afraid of witchcraft. You don't have to be afraid of witch doctors. You don't have to be afraid of none of that garbage out there because you have this promise here. But if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, then... Tell your neighbor we are on the winning side. He says, I will be an enemy to those who are your enemies. And I will oppose those who oppose you. You got protection. You are on the winning side. You have no reason to be afraid of demons, devils, or whatsoever. Listen to the backslider translation. Same scripture. But you, if you obey him and do everything I tell you, I'll be an enemy to your enemies. I will fight those who fight you. Tell your neighbor, we've got protection. How do I know, preacher, that this applies to me? 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, the same translation, tells you why this applies to you. 1 Samuel 2, 9, same translation. Watch this. Let's read it. He protectively... Say amen.
Amen.
Listen to this. He protectively cares for his faithful friends step by step. Tell your neighbor, God will protect you every step of the way. You know, the New Living Translation tells us that Psalm 61 verse 3 has a beautiful promise for you and I, and a tough time for those who decide to oppose us. Listen to this, Psalm 61, 3. That's all right. Let's read it. For you are say amen.
Amen.
No matter how many enemies may be out there, when you are in God, they cannot reach you. Isn't that great to serve the God that you serve? Yes. No other God can promise that to his servants, but our God. My parents, you gave me something else. All right. I'll give you now Zephaniah, chapter 3. The who? Zephaniah. It's a book close to Haggai, you know, after Habakkuk, before Haggai. It's called Zephaniah. It's a book of the Bible. Chapter 3, verse 17. Watch this. It's in the Bible, believe me. Let's read it. For the Lord your God, and he is... You should be saying amen.
Amen.
What a powerful promise, huh? For the Lord your God is living among you. Huh? And he is a mighty Savior. Tell your neighbor, he's actually here. And he's a mighty Savior. Huh? I enjoy the second part of the verse. He will take delight in you with gladness. Turn to someone and say, God is delighted in you.
God is delighted in you.
It's the word of God, folks. With his love, get this, no weapon. With his love, he will calm all your fears. Isn't that great? You're afraid of something, and love comes. Come on, baby. Relax. I'm around here. I'm living with you. And I'll protect you step by step. And his love will calm all our fears. Isn't that great? Now, the Backslider translation gets it a little crazy, but I want you to see this. Watch this. Your God is present among you. A strong warrior there to save you. Happy to have you back. He'll calm you with his love and delight you. Glory to God. Say thank you, Jesus. God will delight you with his song. God will, huh? Protect you. He's a strong warrior. And he's happy to have you back. Tell your neighbor, God is happy to have you. Now, here's a scripture that is a little controversial, but I still want you to see. It shows to you that your God is the best that could ever have happened to you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and 13 tells us the following words. Watch this. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, and then verse 13. Okay, it's together. Read it with me. God look on all this with approval, listening and responding well to what he's asked But he turns his back on those who do evil things. If with heart and soul you're doing good, say amen.
Amen.
Now, give me the NLT here. Maybe it makes easy. I got it, but maybe it seems like you didn't get it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open. Say amen.
Amen.
The Lord is watching over you. And his ears are open when you pray. Say amen.
Amen.
Let's continue. Let's go to Deuteronomy 33:27. Let's read it. The eternal God is your refuge. Tell your neighbor, God's arm is under you.
God's arm is under you.
I feel sorry for your enemies. Folks, God's everlasting arm are under you. You have no reason to be afraid. You have no reason to be fearful because God is your protector. So, do you mean that I'm protected from everything? Yes, from everything. Even from disease? Yes. Disease shows up when you are under the everlasting. Under the everlasting arms of God, God will look at disease and tell, destroy them. All of them. Say, what? Yeah. And this is why I am baffled. Here comes December. Oh, here's the cold season. Here's the cold season. Just stock up with Benadryl and all the antihistamine. Is that what they call, right? Why? It's cold season. So what? And then when spring comes, oh, it's pollen season. You know what I'm talking about, right? When pollen season comes, the Lord says, destroy them. That doesn't say that. Yes, it does. Okay, let's make it easy for you to see it. Let's go to Psalm 91:7. And I want the NLT first. Watch this. You know what, Brother Harry? Give me verse 6 first. Do not dread. What?
The disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday.
Did you hear the word over there? Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness. Pollen, cold flu season, whatever. That's right. We are not fearful because we have great protection. The backslider translation has it crazy. Still worth reading. Watch this. Not disease that prowls through the darkness. Not disaster that erupts at high noon. It doesn't matter what it is. Even the never-inspired version gets it. Watch this. Nor pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. It don't matter which way you put it. You've got protection against disease. Now, verse 7 goes even a step further. Watch this. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but what is the conclusion, preacher? I hope that you understood that God wants you to know that you have no reason to be afraid. I don't take flu shots. I'm not telling you not to do it, but I'll tell you this. No doctor is going to put flu on my body so that my body can learn to fight flu. Baloney. My body can produce the antidote to heal flu before it comes. I don't have to put flu. You crazy? That's nonsense. 1,000 may fall at my right. 10,000 on the other side. It will not come near you and I. Tell your neighbor, I'm not afraid of flu.
I'm not afraid of flu.
So what you're saying, preacher? God is telling you today that He is your protector.
Amen.
You shouldn't be afraid of your enemies. You shouldn't be afraid of demons. You shouldn't be afraid of calamity. You shouldn't be afraid of disaster. You shouldn't be afraid of anything. When they come close, God said, destroy them. Did you hear what I said? When they come close, God said, destroy them. You've got protection. 24/7. And best of all, free of charge. You serious? Yes. All that God is asking for you is to love Him. Just love and obey Him. And He will take care of the rest.
Amen.
Folks, I hope that you came to the conclusion and to the understanding that your God loves you more than you realize.
Yes.
And God doesn't want you to be fearful, because there's no love in fear. God is your protector. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. A poor soul walked into my office this week. My whole entire family suffered from Alzheimer. Can you pray for me that I will not have Alzheimer? What? Alzheimer's. And at first it took me a little while. Oh, cuckoo people, yeah. Why are you afraid? Because my whole family has, and the doctor said I'm going to have it too. Whose report will you believe? You know, I will believe in the report of the Lord. And like the song says, his report say I'm healed. Is that right? He also say I'm healed. Is that right? Why should I be afraid of what doctors are saying? God wants you to know you are covered. You have full coverage. You've got Jesus' protection. So don't you dare to be afraid. May the Lord teach you His word tonight. Amen.
And we're never alone. Oh. While our ushers are receiving the offering, Harry, do me a favor and put Hebrews 6:10 up there, would you? You know what I'd like. Church, I want to thank each and every one of you for all of your faithful giving and all of your prayers and all of the things that you've done, the money that you give, the heart that you have. God sees every little thing that you're doing that you don't think, you know, nobody's looking. There's somebody looking. There is. And he appreciates it. And you're going to see wonderful things soon. This 27th? Amen. I want these knees are going to put on that floor right over there. And that, amen. Wonderful. We have a good God, don't we? Okay. I'm going to... Stretch your hands toward this basket, church. Father, thank you for allowing us to stand in your presence. Thank you for calling us out before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before you in love. Father, may we all that we